it is time to take you on the road to 2023. Welcome to a flagship program covering the 2023 general elections. Every Saturday morning by 8 a.m., we bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voters and other related issues. Let's talk keeping River State safe before, during, and after the elections. Last week, we talked about Executive Orders 21 and 22, compared it with the orders of the IGP to commissioners of police in different states. Governor Wike responded to the IGP statements in the course of the week and insisted that the executive orders stand. That's interesting. It is important to note that the House of Assembly is looking to pass a law to back the orders. One thing was pointed out last week, and that is that the orders have the tendency of instigating violence in River State, which is something we definitely want to avoid. Now, moving on, a couple of days ago, Senator Lee Maba, chairman of the River State PDP Presidential Council, raised an alarm that there was an assassination attempt on his life. His home was attacked and properties destroyed.
A young man called me with a number that I don't know and told me that I have done him a favor before, but that I should be careful if I'm at home. They have instruction from either government or some quarters to attack my house and attack me. I drove out with my security personnel to see my mother-in-law. My phone was ringing. My nephew picked up the phone and said, they said our house is under attack. They've shot at the gate and forced the gate open, and we are shouting, where is he? One bullet. We solved this article problem. My senior brother was standing there, and they descended on him. He hit the front door. They could not access the house, and so they started retreating.
The Commissioner for Information reacted to the news and said there is a possibility that the attack was staged. Either way, he urged the police to thoroughly investigate the matter.
Well, it is not strange to find politicians staging high-level melodrama to either cover up their tracks or muddle up the waters to achieve a preconceived narrative aimed at hoodwinking the public for political reasons, especially at a time like this. The River State government, working with security agencies, will continue to render all possible assistance for security agencies to ensure safety of life and property in River State at all times.
Well, the polity is being heated, and I believe no Rivers indigene would want a repeat of violence in the state and the build-up to the elections, of course, before, during, and after. So now let's talk for development. Joining us to have this conversation and more is the Commissioner for Information, Mr. Chris Finebone. He joins us via the phone. Good morning, Mr. Finebone.
Good morning to you. Good morning to our listeners.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. All right, let's head straight to business. The possibility of keeping River State safe and violence-free come 2023 elections. With the situation on ground, Executive Order 21-22, the reaction to it, people claiming they have been attacked, and you know everything that has come from the river situation, do you envisage peaceful elections come next year?
Well, I do believe that the elections will come and go successfully. It is not something that is that strange that there may be heightened activities here and there before every election, not just in River State, across the country, but one way or the other we navigate our ways through it, and then we hold our elections eventually, and that's it. There may be upsurging one thing or the other, but we pray it's not in the interest of anyone, not one person, that can benefit from violence. So it's not in the interest of anyone to have all these violence and all that. Oftentimes, what we see is that some people think it's in their advantage if they are violent, and they tend to be home with it. But it's not in the interest of anyone. It's not in the interest of everyone to see this violence happen. But one way or the other, I think I believe that every rational human being, every rational mind would work for a peaceful election.
All right.
In our state. We have our state to keep.
Okay.
And we have our lives to protect. Mm. And so we believe that our desire to protect our lives and the lives of our loved ones will push us all to maintain peace in this state.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Finebone. Now, the River State political landscape is already a unique one. There's always drama connected to it. But do you think that these executive orders in particular are contributing to heating up the polity at this particular time?
No, I wouldn't say that. If anything, those executive orders are helping to diffuse possible conflagration that might take place. For example, if Party A decides on its own to occupy X school field, and Party B said, no, we establish interest first to use the same place, the same venue, that is already a conflict. And you can imagine that in the fight for supremacy and who will use that field, your guess is as good as mine. But if you have to apply to the relevant authorities, pay a deposit, and of course you will be told whether someone else has applied to use that place at the same time and on the same day. So that already has sorted matters out. But if we resort to the normal ways we find around here, where people just on their own want to exercise their might. Okay, we are bigger. We want to use the place. And you say you are small, you want to use the place. And we say, okay, we'll see who is stronger and bigger. You already have conflict on your hands. So the executive orders, that's just one instance. The executive orders are merely to reinforce order in our society.
All right, Mr. Feinberg.
Reinforce peace in our society.
Okay.
Reinforce laws that are already in existence in our society. They are not legislation. They are orders. And these orders are based on either the provisions of the Constitution or existing laws.
Okay. Well,
they are for the good of society and good of man.
All right. I was actually going to ask a question earlier, but we're very close to our first break. So after the break, of course, I'd like to take you up on the response you have given as to what the order is supposed to definitely achieve. So please stay with us. Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info, a program that covers the elections from candidates to voters and other related issues. This morning, we're talking keeping River State safe before, during, and after the elections. We're looking at the Executive Orders 21 and 22, comparing it with the orders of the IGP to Commissioners of Police, stating that they must ensure that the citizens are kept safe and governors should not use thuggery or any form to intimidate opposition parties. Now, moving from there to Senator Lay Maber, chairman of River State PDP Presidential Council, raising an alarm that there was an attempt on his life and his home was attacked. Of course, the response of the Commissioner for Information, Mr. Chris Finebone, who says there's a possibility of the attack being staged, but that the police should thoroughly investigate the matter. So all of this, of course, culminates in conversations around development and the need for peaceful elections come 2023. We still have Mr. Chris Finebone on the phone. You're welcome once again, Mr. Finebone.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Now, it's important to know that we are live on Facebook and Twitter, so you can watch as you listen. It's facebook.com/Nigeria Info and at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. Now, before the break, you were talking about how the order brings about some order. If a person registers and pays the money, it eliminates the possibility of another party coming to lay claim to using that space for campaigns. Now, I understand.
Come again. There's a background voice you're playing. I can't hear. There's a background voice you're playing.
No, I'm not. I'm literally talking to you.
Come again with the question,
Can you hear me clearly?
Hello?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay. So before the break, you talked about how the executive order brings about some order. That if people register and pay the 5 million, it eliminates any other person laying claim to the event center. I think the background sound is from your end, Mr. Finebone. I seem to hear it from your end, not here. Okay. So my question is, because what the governor has said is you cannot use these places and expect us to clean it up. You know, so this 5 million sounds like a caution fee, if you think about it. And to my understanding, those kinds of fees are refundable. If I use a place and I don't mess it up, how come I cannot get my 5 million back?
I do not know. I cannot speak on that because there must have been some modalities worked out to even arrive at the 5 million in the first place. And that better be determined by the asset holder. It is the asset holder that will determine whether sufficient sufficient damage is done to their facility when it is used, that they require that sum to be able to reinstate that asset into its original form. That is completely for the asset holders to determine. Whenever you go onto a field and to do something, and maybe directly on the field or by the side of the field or by the adjoining buildings within the premises, things could happen. Okay. But the magnitude of what happens to the buildings, to the setup and everything is completely a matter for the asset holders to determine. So they are the ones that will determine whether they would assess what damage is done, whether it's even refundable, whether a certain sum is determined and refunded, and all that. That's for them, not for me here to determine. So whatever you pay, whether you get it back or whether you get the whole or part back is determined by the asset holder. So that is not for me.
Yeah, but besides that, Mr. Finebone, your personal opinion, do you not think that a person is entitled to getting the money back if there was no damage at all?
Since I got into government, I have ceased to have personal opinion. My opinion was aligned by my government I work for. The day my opinion does not align with the opinion of my government I work for, I'm sure you know that I'll be shown the way I'm. Or I should even show myself the way I'm.
Well, Mr. Finebone,
so my personal opinion does not matter on this.
I'd like to take you up on that. I think that's a tragic position to find yourself. We're looking for a place where...
Hold on,
Mr. Finebone. If your personal opinion can align with the opinion of government, that's a beautiful place. But in the event that you disagree and you cannot...
If my personal opinion does not align with the opinion of my... I shouldn't even be in the government.
Yeah, but you can't have your personal opinion, Mr. Finebone.
It presupposes that my opinion, whether personal or otherwise, align with that of government. That is what it presupposes.
And in the event that something happens that you do not agree with, how do you respond to that?
You know how people respond when they do not agree with key issues. I hope it doesn't happen. It will not happen. Yes. Nothing will happen like that.
Okay. Now, the last time you and I spoke, we talked about Executive Order 21 and 22, and I remember asking you, you said the orders draw their powers from existing legislation. You talked about a law that exists. And I asked what legislation? You said the Urban Development Act. I want to be sure we are on the same page. I remember vividly that was the direction.
Did I say Urban Development? I said advertisement. Outdoor advertisement and whatnot at the back name account, but it's based on that law.
Okay.
You know, the state has an agency.
All right.
That is in charge of outdoor advertising. That agency, signage and outdoor advertising agency.
Okay.
That agency did not just spring up. That agency came to life through a law. And I am suggesting, I'm not faulting you, but I'm rather suggesting that to you and maybe other friends in this business, what they should do is to seek to get hold of that law. Read through it. It helps society when we do research. It helps. I went and saw a lot of order in somewhere outside this country. And what did I do? I sought for the municipal council law. And when I read it, it opened my eyes how things are organized. So I would suggest you seek for that law, get it, read it. And I'm sure you see whatever anybody says about this, all in there. The problem we have, I don't want to go too far into this, whether it's about population, whether it's about capacity, whether oftentimes we say, and I quite agree, that we have laws for everything in Nigeria. Then the problem is capacity or the political will to implement them. When I see the government of the United States, the president, issue executive orders, I now say it is not only here. Because executive orders, if you check through executive orders, whether in America or in Nigeria or by President Buhari or by Governor Wike, they are not legislation by themselves that came up on their own. They are based on existing laws. And they are simply to amplify and give effect to certain aspects of those laws or some parts of the Constitution.
All right, Mr. Feinbone,
things that are already taken care of.
I completely understand.
To amplify.
Yes, I get the point. I get the point you're making, but of course, I hadn't finished asking my question.
Yes.
So, yes, advertising and not the urban development law. But the point is, it draws its powers from a law. Now, my question is, if the executive orders draw powers from an existing law, why is the River State House of Assembly looking to pass another law that is connected to the same executive order?
Just yesterday, an aspect of the Child Act law was amended. Oftentimes, everywhere else in this world, laws may be found to have gone obsolete. It is the duty of the
legislature,
of the assembly, in this case, the legislature, to update them. There may be new technologies, there may be new developments, which the law didn't envisage. So the work of the legislature is a going concern. whenever there are issues. In fact, Lord, sometimes maybe have certain things wrong about them. So the legislature, it is their duty to always fine-tune those laws. So it doesn't mean that the legislature will just sit down there and say, well, we have made a law. No, there are developments that are always happening every now and then, for which you have to make provision. You have to tighten up the law to take care of those new developments.
Yeah, but Mr. Feinborn, what the House of Assembly is doing is not an amendment of an existing law. They're trying to pass a new law. So if this formal law...
pass a new law.
No, wait. If this formal law that the executive orders draws its powers from has been neglected, implementation will solve this problem, not trying to make another law.
Implementation will solve. We are saying the same thing. Yes, implementation would help. But executive orders are not fresh legislation by themselves. They are merely emphasizing existing legislation in whole or in part. Okay? So, and it is not okay. The world over, it has been thought of and agreed and accepted that it is necessary to emphasize this thing, because man's memory sometimes may not be all-encompassing, may not be at full throttle. So these things now become necessary. And if they started in our clan here, we would say, well, why must it be only us? We have seen that even in the so-called federal clan, executive orders suffice. Nobody can say they don't. So we all know and should accept that executive orders are necessary. If it works for them, so God can act. We believe it should work for us.
All right, let's take feedback from the listener. It is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking about keeping River State safe before, during, and after the elections. A question for you is, do you think that with the current political landscape, we are headed in the direction of peaceful elections? Does the current situation make for peaceful elections come 2023? The numbers to call are 070-0923-0923. Please turn off your radio as you call. You can send messages to our Facebook and Twitter.
Start coming in. I don't know whether you let me speak.
Hello?
Hello? I don't know whether you let me speak before the call.
All right, you can say something before we take the calls. Please go ahead.
Now, it will be grossly unfair to help heighten the anxiety in the society. This is an ongoing thing everywhere. Governments oftentimes become uncomfortable with the roles our partners, members of the fourth estate of the realm, play. The fourth estate of the realm should be able to down and not act to tensions in society. Depending on how we want to highlight anything, we should think first of stability of society. These things happen all the time. I've seen many elections in River State and in Nigeria that I can always tell you that these kind of situations where anxieties begin to rise, everybody is about and all the rest of the world. We expect our partners, the fourth state of the realm, to help down those tensions, because the society is power. If there is no society, there is no government. There won't be a fourth state in the first place. So we shouldn't have raised this tension by painting a picture of Armageddon coming down. No. Rather, we should look at it from a circumspect standpoint. where we, if we do that, we will realize that what happens in society everywhere goes around the pop up at different times, depending on the what the society is doing. And we downplay a bit of it. We are not yet in Somalia or somewhere. No. It is not. Let's try to help society, because it is our society. If we think the people of Amanda, then so be it. But I don't think that is what we want to do. We have seen elections. Elections will come, there will be anxieties, there will be all kinds of stuff. But they always come. So there shouldn't be anything that makes it like, oh, this is the cycle that will see the worst violence. Oh, this is no.
All right, Mr. Feinborn, I completely get your point. Okay, so first of all, we're trying to make the most of time. Secondly, I'd like to put it to you very clearly that if the intention of the media or this conversation was, as you have indicated, is to whip up sentiment or create tension, then we would not have you as a guest on the show. We'd have this conversation and have any narrative. So we reached out to you, the Commissioner for Information, because there is a story to tell. There is the side of government to express. And we wanted to get your thoughts, your opinions, and the position of government. So this is not an attempt to raise tension. The fact that there is a platform like this for you to always come and speak, and we've invited you countless times, should tell you that every side counts, every side matters.
I'm not accusing you of doing that.
No,
I'm only advising, because there are others also listening to us now. I'm only advising.
All right.
You have been fantastic. I'm just advising. It's not an accusation.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's use the 5 minutes we have to at least take some calls, because time is not a luxury we can afford. 070-0923-0923. As I said earlier, we don't have a lot of time, so please go straight to the point when you call. 070-0923-0923. Chile Edwin on Facebook says, good morning, Oracle. The truth remains that River State is sitting on a keg of gunpowder based on the signing of the executive orders. That's why I'm wondering why the stakeholders in River State are keeping quiet over the anarchy ignited by the state government. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
I'm Joseph. I'm from Port Harcourt.
All right, I don't mean to rush you, but we don't have a lot of time. Please go straight to the point.
Yes, I'm very surprised that my horrible doctor is speaking that way. My doctor that I know that used to be speaking friendly, but because of the fact that he is now, he's struggling on how to defend the system. I'm very much surprised about that. This is not how my doctor speaks. I know him, I used to be proud of him, but I believe that maybe speaking from the wrong side. Let us call it state to state. When we went the other side, they applied this as being fair. So if they say go and pay 5 million, which center, is it the primary school that can charge somebody 5 million? Nobody will charge you 5 million to go to a rally. If it is a person, it's fine. Nothing happens, we refund it. But it's not like that. If you say some other people pay for the place and no other person can use it again, then it's biased. So I want to, my contribution is that let us call and state that the system is biased for other political parties. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Very distinguished.
Morning, what's your name?
Yes, Arimenta Mplokere.
Please go straight to the point.
Yes, I think the Honorable Commissioner, Mr. Chris Fambo, has said it all. As far as I'm concerned, I'm one man who believes that this executive order, 2122, has come to stay in order to harmonize the systematic way electioneering campaign should go, to avoid clashes, to avoid some political parties dragging one particular venue or the other. And I have said it time without number. As far as I'm concerned, it is only a man who does not feel comfortable with this executive order that will describe it cynical, even when it is coming from the legal perspective. But for me, I'm one who believes Governor Wike has put it straight. If you damage anything, you don't expect the schools or the principals to bear the responsibilities. And who clean up the mess? Whatever venue you have choose, or primary school you have choose, or secondary school you have choose, who tell the cost of the venue of at least handling the cleanup,
right,
the damages?
Thank you, Temple.
It has been before this time.
Okay.
I think the current commissioner has said it all, and I must abide by it, and some level of decorum should be adopted, and you know, some kind of measure.
Thank you very much, Temple. That's as much as I can take from you. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, we do not have time. Mr. Chris Feinbone, we are at that moment where we'd have to hear your final words as we count down to our next break. Hello, Mr. Feinbone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, so.
What did you say?
Final words connected to the conversation. We are unfortunately out of time.
You're breaking badly.
Oh, my goodness.
Come again.
Okay, I was saying final words. We are at that point where we're rounding off.
Okay. Well, final word is that government will always mean good for the people. It is not every decision of government that people will find will clap for. It is assumed, but it is also true that leadership is seen beyond those beliefs.
All right.
Government will always try to be proactive because you blame government. For example, many a time you drive past a road.
I apologize, Mr. Feinbone, but that's really as much as we can take on the addition.